Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Yesterday, we announced a new theme for March, and that theme is Did You Think to Pray? And today, I want to talk about something that a lot of people have prayed for, whether it's parents, children, siblings, friends, and that is praying for someone who may have lost their way with their faith, someone who's fallen away from religion. It can cause a loved one or a family member so much heartache when this happens, and so many people turn to prayer. And I want to share a little story about an Italian woman, and her name is Carota Favaloros, and this happened to her son, and she never ever stopped praying for his return to the church. And here's a little bit from her story.
I am grateful that during these past years, I have grown spiritually and I've been able to know Jesus Christ through the love that He has always shown me, both in times of difficulty and joy. He has always been near me. I know that all the trials our Heavenly Father gives us are necessary for our progress and for the progress of others. And so I am calm when hard trials come, because I know my Heavenly Father is close to me. He never abandons me. My son, when he was 16, stopped coming to church. He told me, "Mom, don't get upset, but I've decided to have my name crossed off the records of a church." In that moment, I felt two things. First, sadness that my son was leaving the church. And second, respect for his free agency. I thought, if you teach your son the principles of the gospel, one day he will come back. You will reap what you've sown. And so, I kept going forward with faith in that thought. And also because of a general conference where a general authority told the parents there,
"It is a great challenge to raise a family in the darkening mists of our moral environment. It is not uncommon for responsible parents to lose one of their children for a time to influences over which they have no control. They agonize over rebellious sons and daughters. They're puzzled over why they are so helpless when they've tried so hard to do what they should do. It is my conviction that those wicked influences one day will be overruled."
I had kept praying during all that time and asking that he would remember his past church experiences. Of course, it wasn't easy because you suffer. But the Lord is always close. He helps us. And in the end, when he did come back, it didn't even seem real that we had finally achieved that goal we had desired for so many years. The seed planted in him as a young man finally sprouted and then grew. Today, he is a bishop.
President Brigham Young said, "Let the father and the mother, who are the members of this church and kingdom, take a righteous cause and strive with all their might never to do wrong, but to do good all their lives. If they have one child or 100, if they conduct themselves toward them as they should, binding them to the Lord by their faith and prayers, I care not where those children go. They are bound up to their parents by an everlasting tie, and no power on earth or hell can separate them from their parents in eternity. They will return again to the fountain from whence they sprang."
I know God lives and that Jesus Christ atoned for us and that the plan of salvation permits us to return to our Father in heaven. And I also know that we can experience happiness in this life in spite of trials. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You know, it can be agonizing for a parent to go through this, and it's such a delicate issue because, you know, you don't want to offend someone necessarily. At least this is the way that I feel. I don't want to offend somebody by, you know, pressuring them to come to church or you know, making them feel uncomfortable. But that is why that prayer is such a perfect solution, because it comes straight from your heart, and it's a way that you can communicate all of your feelings and your heartaches with Heavenly Father. So think about that as you go throughout your day, if you will, and think about the last time that you were able to pray for someone who was troubled or someone that maybe isn't really on the right path in life, and you want to help them. You know, sit down with your Heavenly Father and talk to your Heavenly Father about those feelings and ask for ways that you can help and the right way to approach it moving forward. And I promise that the answer will come to you and that you'll feel comforted. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. You can share your thoughts with me by emailing me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org or by posting on our Facebook page. I'm leaving you today with our song of the day, Nearer My God to Thee, by Kurt Bester.